For Books in Motion, this is Gene Engany, reading A More Perfect Union, a J.P. Beaumont mystery by J.A. Jantz. The book is dedicated to J.L. and her quarter century, and to Bill B., whose career as a technical advisor was also short but brief. Chapter 1.
Cassie, for God's sake, what the hell's the body doing out there already? I didn't call for the body. We're not set up yet.
Speaking through a megaphone from his perch on a raised boom, movie director Sam the Movie Man Goldfarb's voice echoed through the wooden maze of Lake Union Dry Dock, like God himself speaking from the mount. Cassie was Cassie Young, a punk-looking young woman who served as Goldfarb's right and left hands. She scurried toward the base of the director's boom as she raised a handheld radio to her lips. Because I'm a homicide cop, my ears pricked up when I heard the word body. For the past 2 weeks I'd been trailing around Seattle, dutifully mother-henning a Hollywood film crew. Officially, I was on special assignment from Mayor Dawson's office, acting as technical advisor to His Honor's old Stanford roommate and buddy, Samuel Goldfarb. Unofficially, I was doing less than nothing, and felt as useless as tits on a boar. My short venture into the movie-making business had certainly stripped away the glamour. As far as I can tell, movies are made by crowds of people who mill around endlessly without actually doing anything. I mean, nothing happens. They take hours to set up for a scene that takes less than a minute to shoot, or else spend hours...